Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 55, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist for Monday, October 29th, 2018. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I was Jack when I met you, and O'Brien when I left you. Hashtag Aerosmith. That is courtesy of the Reesemeister. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
They're two side dudes, they read the news, you know they read those trashy magazines, oh, Jack, Miles, and a guest.
Shout out to at Udo Dees,
Jack Miles,
and your display name is Well, you know what? That was more than an a.k.a. to you.
Yeah, that was really good.
Good user, good listener.
I enjoyed that.
Thank you to you.
Well, we're thrilled to be joined by the hilarious comedian Vanessa Gritton.
Hey, thanks for having me. It took me way too long to realize I was Benny and the Jets.
That's fine.
I don't know if it took you too long.
You got it, yeah.
You got it.
If towards the end of the show you went, wait, was that Benny and the Jets at the beginning? Then I would have loved that.
Whereas mine, you realized right away. You were like, oh, I can just tell by like the first note Steven Tyler.
Just the aura of Steven Tyler.
That and also all the scarves you're wearing.
That I have around my microphone. Yep.
And what's going on with your lips, man? Did you do something to them to look like Steven Tyler?
Oh, right. Just a lot of like workouts.
Yeah.
A lot of mouth workouts.
Yeah.
Vanessa, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. But first, we're telling our listeners what we're talking about today on this show, where we take a check-in with what's on America's mind and what we're thinking and talking about using things such as the headlines, the box office reports, and what's trending on Google and social media. Today, we're going to talk about the picture that is on everybody's mind of what appears to be Justin Bieber eating a burrito like a harmonica, just sideways.
Yeah.
Trying to go middle first.
Mm.
We're also going to talk about the greatest dog that is not currently in this recording booth. It's a two-dog day in this recording booth. And then there's a third dog we're going to be talking about that is very clever. Clever girl. We're going to talk about the mail bomb suspect in custody. Just seems to be a parody of a rabid MAGA Trump head. And we're going to talk about the cries of false flag that have risen up in the immediate aftermath of his being taken into custody. We are going to talk about Clueless getting rebooted and some new trends in drinking brought to you by some of our finest grocers here in America. But first, Vanessa, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Can a human eat a packing peanut?
Okay.
Oh, well, some you can.
Yeah, and I was trying to figure out how to tell. Because, like,
right.
a few nights ago, I was talking about how I had once eaten a packing peanut thinking it was a circus peanut candy. Because
what are circus peanuts?
They're these disgusting little marshmallow-looking candies.
They're like blue orange. And pink and all those
they're
colors.
Orange.
Yeah,
oh,
they're, yeah orange. They're orange, yeah. And they, like, look like a packing peanut. And
oh, that's what a circus peanut is?
Yeah. Yes.
In my mind, I thought it was just peanuts that you bought at the circus.
No.
I've also only been to one circus.
Same, and it was...
I went to the all-black one my grandparents took me to.
Oh, hell.
And that was my only experience at a circus. But, yeah, I didn't realize a circus peanut was a candy.
Yeah, it's a disgusting marshmallow-like candy, but I was, like, just absentmindedly eating, but I didn't realize that it was just somebody's, like, they had a bowl of packing peanuts because they were going to try, like, a little science experiment thing with their kid where it's like, what chemicals will melt a packing peanut?
Right.
But I just ate one, and I spent forever looking up, like, was that one of the ones that I can eat, or is it just in me forever?
Right.
Wait, when you said, was it one that I can eat, was it more that you wanted to eat one? You just wanted to make sure you had one that wasn't toxic to you?
I just wanted to make sure that when I'm 50 years old and someone opens me up, they won't find a packing peanut right. in questions.
And someone's like, right. what's going on with her? Yeah, because there are the ones that... The way I figure it out mm-hmm. from eating a lot of packing peanuts is you just touch it on your tongue, and if it starts dissolving, that's like those are the ones that are made of, I think, corn or something. Yeah, something weird. And I remember my teacher showed me, like, in school, if it was like high school or something, where they're like, and even this, like, he ate it in front of class and was like, no. And he's like, these are edible, I guess, to a certain extent, but.
What a terrible thing to teach a group of kids.
Yeah, like, right.
Like, this mildly toxic thing can be eaten. Only one, though. Or you'll die.
Right.
Yeah. So that definitely says a lot about me in that I didn't even stop to be like, this isn't a circus peanut. I just kept going.
Wait, you ate multiple?
No, just one. Just one. But it wasn't like I took a bite.
It.
But
yeah.
like I swallowed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, man, circus peanuts sure suck.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yep.
The foam ones that are, that biofoam is called, they're made from grain sorghum and other ones are made from cornstarch. And so, yeah, they're... perfectly edible for humans and pets.
Go out and eat as many packing peanuts as you can.
The right ones, the biodegradable ones, not the ones that I think back in the day when they were just styrofoam when we were kids that were just full of CFCs and shit.
Considering water made these fizzle, I think I maybe ate an okay for a human's packing peanut.
Go ahead. If you're in a bind, go to U-Haul or the container store, get you some packing peanuts and season them with some tahini or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like maybe like one of those mixtures they put on popcorn. Like a little rosemary butter.
Or go to Popeye's, put you some Cajun sparkle on there.
Yeah.
Which is basically, I think, just MSG.
Yeah. That's delicious.
Yeah. What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated? I'm going to say frosting. Frosting sucks.
You exhale deep. Like,
I just made an enemy.
show her your Betty Crocker tattoo. Croc gang.
Croc gang. No, I just like sugar. Just any form of sugar that I can get directly into my veins.
What about those shitty sheet cakes you get from Costco? Like the flagrant,
so
like lazy ass
so
parent ones.
Down.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I don't like the, like, I think it's because I live in Burbank and I've been like spoiled by Porto's where it's like my frosting tastes like mangoes.
Yeah, exactly.
That now most, I'm just like, I'm just going to scrape this off and get the stuff in the middle.
Yes.
My frosting tastes like frosting to the point that I will get frozen yogurt that is like cake flavored.
Well, cake flavor. I like birthday cake flavored stuff.
Yeah. Well,
but the frosting, like the really aggressively unimaginative.
Makes your teeth itchy a little bit.
Yeah. There's something about that where it, like, as I got older, I was like, this is actually disgusting.
Mm. Yeah. That's how you are supposed to react to that.
Well, no,
the
but
human body is not supposed to like that stuff.
But also, like, a cake, though, is supposed to be delicious. You want to look at a cake and be like, I want to eat everything on here. Not like, I'm going to scrape 40% of this shit off and just eat the cake part or whatever.
Y'all just helped me learn about myself, because I had follow through on a packing peanut, but I'll taste frosting and be like, yucky.
I know.
You're like, the jury's still out on this packing peanut.
I remember I once got a Superman birthday cake and it had like a plastic Superman logo that you just like put on and took off. And like, that was the biggest disappointment ever was that I couldn't eat that motherfucker. I was like, come on.
What did you do with it then? Just threw it out?
Angry? No, I just carried it around. It's in my pocket to this day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never forgiven Kroger. what is something you think is underrated?
Underrated. Putting salt on fruit. Like, I know people do that with tahini and stuff, like, all the time, but in general, just putting straight salt on fruit is incredible.
Which ones?
Like, when I was a kid, I would do it on oranges, watermelon, cantaloupe, fucking just any, like, juicy kind of fruit. Add a little bit of salt. It's amazing.
Oh, that makes sense, because, you know, prosciutto and melon.
Exactly.
Doing that same thing.
Prosciutto.
Your sweet prosciutto di Parma and melon. But my mom, or like, she would always put salt on apple slices and shit. And I think
good.
That was, I don't know if that was to keep it from oxidizing or something. I don't know, but I remember hating that.
Because
also my palate was of a child.
It only works on green apples.
Because
it
needs
to have like a little bit of a tartness to it.
Right.
If it's just straight up sweet like a banana, it's just going to be like a weird, salty, mushy experience.
Right, right, right.
But if something has like a little bit of an acidity to it, the salt is so dope. It's, I don't know, something about it just makes my brain feels like I'm not getting electrolytes, but it does that like, ooh, Gatorade kind of sensation.
Scratching your brain a little.
Wait, you don't salt your bananas?
Oh, you don't?
Like, we were talking yesterday about 70s cookbooks and how they used to serve bananas with hollandaise sauce.
Oh, wrapped in ham.
Prosciutto. Yeah.
I actually collected those as a kid.
Did you?
I collected like microwave recipe books and like 50s casserole stuff. I still have a bunch of them. Like, I was obsessed with them as a kid.
And you just, so inevitably, as a kid, when you look through books like that, I'm sure there's a recipe that sticks out in your brain from one of those books.
Yeah,
what's
tuna
the weirdest
aspic.
One? Tuna aspic?
Jellied
tuna?
Yeah, but instead of like the jellied tuna, it's like, here's a fun shortcut. And I think it was like Miracle Whip to bring out the green flavor of the lime jello it was suspended in. So it was like lime jello and then like some kind of like creamy, like either like a Miracle Whip or like a Cool Whip type thing. And then tuna, and then a bunch of celery, which is even more gross to me because I fucking hate celery. And then they put it in like a ring mold, and then on the inside it had like a mayonnaise-based dip. And that was the one where I'm like, this is heinous.
Wow.
Like, this is a housewife's quiet revolt in a time where she couldn't like just leave them. She's just like, I'm gonna make you eat to death.
Yeah, yeah. This will fuck you up.
Finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Myth that people think is true that I know to be false. Trying to think of a law one. Just the, if you ask someone if they're a cop and they have to
they
say that they are, there's too many. No, never mind. I found one. I found a better one.
Okay.
I recently found out that my little brother still thinks that if you do it standing up, they won't get pregnant. And then I found out a lot of his friends think that.
Wait, I'm sorry, that just merely having sex
upright
prevent pregnancy?
Because gravity.
The sperm will go down. Oh, well, back in the day, the myth was you just had to jump up and down right after.
No,
to
just
confuse
like,
the sperm.
Just like stand, and then he's like, then she just pees real hard, and I'm like, you're all 24!
Wait, 24? I thought you'd be like, yo, he's 14.
No, they're 24, and there's like 8 of them, and they were having this conversation at my mom's house when I came to visit, and I was just kind of like, oh my god, this is still happening?
Oh, wow.
Then she just gotta pee really hard.
Right.
You have to pee really hard. Is that it?
Yes.
Just like that, huh? Young man?
Wow. I mean, on the other hand.
You know what it is.
They do tell you to improve your chance of conception to like do a yoga pose with your knees pulled up to your chest. So, I mean, the transitive property.
Conceive it with your chest.
That movement could affect the chances of conception.
Right.
You're
yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's not 100%, but just hop on one leg. And no, I'm just joking.
Yeah, you know, Jack was a sex ed teacher before he got into comedy.
Yeah.
But like, wow. I just, you know what it is? Like my cousins too, my younger cousins, they have very bizarre beliefs around sex. And all it is a way for them to gaslight themselves into thinking that they're never putting themselves at risk, whether it's for like an STI or impregnating someone. Like, no, it's all good, dude.
It's the mental gymnastics where it's like, I haven't done anything weird. And it's just kind of like, oh, I'm going to call each and every one of your mothers to take you to the doctor right now. Because what are you bristling
standing
with?
Standing up is interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like most of y'all are short too. Like that's not even really feasible for most of you kids. 24.
Yeah. Right. Well, it'll hopefully be more comfortable for their female partners going forward now that they no longer have to have sex standing up.
Yes, always.
All right, guys, let's get into the stories of the day. And the number one thing on everyone's mind this weekend was, what the fuck is Justin Bieber doing with that burrito?
There's a photo of a man who looks like Bieber. Now, see, this is the other thing. Some people say it's not even Justin Bieber. But a person who looks very much like Bieber, like a stringy dude with like a just kind of a burnout hair type thing, sitting on a park bench, holding a burrito and eating, just taking a bite out the middle of the fucking
just
thing.
Just looks like he's like gumming it like a harmonica, like trying to play it like a harmonica. But yeah.
I get the thing when people like really look at this and they say like, you know, they're using all kinds of things like, well, where's his earring? Justin wears an earring. And like the person in this picture's, his knees are too hairy to be Justin's. Now, I trust the Bieber army out there to really look into it. Yeah.
Don't act like you don't know whether Justin has hairy knees, Miles.
Well, I don't. I'm just saying, this set off all kinds of sleuthing on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not that's Bieber is irrelevant to me. Exactly. It's about what the fuck is this young man doing eating the burrito like that?
Yeah.
And I read pieces on Esquire magazine that where they were saying, well, I get what's going on here because sometimes a burrito can be wrapped real like messy and they punch in on the photo and like it looks like some of the filling is coming out the top. Look, we've all had a burrito that's been poorly assembled.
Why is it completely unwrapped though?
Yeah. But like I'm still going to power through it and eat it the right way. I don't know. This just boggles my mind. It could be just be as a Californian or something.
It's pulling the Jenga block from the middle.
Right.
You're taking what structural integrity is in that burrito away.
And also, like, you're just going to get all sour cream or something in that bite.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what's happening, actually. He's sharing this burrito with someone else, and he's just like, here, let me cut this in half. And he's going right down the middle.
Who's a caveman just to bite through it?
That person is like, yo, what the fuck? No, this definitely appears to be a alien in a human suit who is just like, yes, I enjoy burritos as well, human.
Right.
And then
call the men in black on this thing.
Yes, for sure.
That's what I think would happen if I put most celebrities in like food courts. Just watching them try and eat a hot dog on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because when, like, usually I say that when a famous person becomes famous, they are frozen in amber at that point in time because that's when you stop learning. That's when you stop like picking up new information. That's why Michael Jordan still wears like baggy jeans up to his like belly button
slacks.
Because that's what was hot in like the 80s when he got really famous. But
or why Eminem only has DVD porn.
Right.
Yeah. Why he's Eminem never heard of the internet.
Had never heard of the internet when he did that Complex interview. But Bieber got famous when he was like zero.
Yeah.
So
technically, what, 14, I think?
Yeah.
When he really blew up on YouTube.
But he, like, there's been all sorts of interviews with him where, like, he didn't know what Australia was, or he didn't know, someone was like, do you speak German? And he was like, that's a country, bro. And, like, didn't know, like, a language that.
Oh, something
that there
like
was
that.
Yeah. Like, just like real basic shit. So.
That's also just being stupid, though.
If this is Bieber. Yeah. But I mean, same thing. Like, once you stop having to submit new information into your brain.
Sadly, that happened at a point in his life where you typically go to school to just learn basic shit still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where some of these other people are like, oh yeah, at least I know what Australio is as a language or whatever the fuck you thought it was.
Yeah. And also, when you're famous, you just have people all around you who are like, yo, that's pretty cool how you eat that burrito, man.
You know,
like,
like,
if I started eating a burrito like that, what would you say to me, Miles?
Honestly, I don't think I could say anything. I would just start reevaluating my own life.
Right.
Because I'm like, I trusted this man.
Right.
I started
working
with him. And now to see him eat a burrito like that, I would probably just do a long, solemn walk by myself down Hollywood Boulevard.
No, you would, first of all, you would like get other people to come over and be like,
you're right.
Look how cool it is that Jack's eating this burrito like that.
This is what I would do. I'll go, hey, Jack, you figure out a new way to eat a burrito or something, man?
Look at
and they'd be like, everybody get Jack eating a burrito like an asshole.
You get me on Instagram, you'd do.
Yeah, maybe.
You would embarrass the
shit.
You're
right. I'm acting like I would be human.
And by the way, it would never get to that point because my wife would see me before I ever got in public eating a burrito like that, and I would be, you know, divorced. And
we have hard rules about eating Mexican food because Dan, one of the other people who works on this show, he was telling me about the dude from Hot Ones, how he eats a taco from the top down. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's ruining the experience.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, there are certain things that I'm so rigid about. Like, usually I'm like, do whatever the fuck you got to do. But there are right and wrong ways to eat a taco and a burrito.
Yeah, because, like, there's certain things that I am a little bit flexible about, or I think are currently, as they are, not as efficient as they should be. Mm-hmm. For example, a hot dog. Why the fuck aren't we putting the toppings on the bun and then the hot dog on the top? That makes more sense. But tacos, streamlined. Fucking streamlined. There's nothing you could do to make it more efficient.
Unless you have like some weird thing. It's like, I just want to get all the slack tortilla off the top and then eat it from the side. But he just eats it straight down. One thing I do remember, though, about Bieber. Yeah, Jack, you're having trouble. So imagine how you hold a taco like this.
Like corn on the cob? He eats it like across the top?
Not like this from the side and then just two bite that shit like most people do when you get a taqueria taco. He was just eating the top part. Just go to food jail, bro.
Seriously.
But when I worked at Power, Justin Bieber came in for like an in-studio thing, and we were going to do a bit where he was going to pie one of the DJs like with a pie, basically in the face as a prank. And in the middle of the interview, he like just opened up the pie and started eating it with his bare hand, but like started breaking off the top crust of like the pie. It was like a pumpkin pie. Like, you know how there's that little bit of crust on the rim?
Yeah.
He started breaking that shit off for whatever reason, eating that, and then just like finger scooping like around the actual pie crust. And just eating the filling. Now, he could have just been high as shit,
right,
though.
And there's no real good way to eat a pie with your hands that's in a pie.
But he just struck me as someone who just indulged himself. Yes. Like, it didn't matter. He's like, I want pie, and I don't need you. Like, he could have easily been like, can I get a fork or whatever?
Yeah,
he just went, pie. And maybe with the burrito shit, if that is him or if it isn't. Although, man, that, if it's not Justin Bieber, that guy must be crushing it on Tinder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because it's that new style of fashion that I'm seeing become really popular as the images of that new Harmony Korine movie roll out.
Oh, what's the new Harmony Korine movie?
I can't remember the name of it, but it has something. It's like a like a surfer movie.
That's one of his
movies. That's one of his movies.
Did you not know that?
No, I did know that. But that wasn't already a movie.
Well, I would describe this as trash humor style.
Well, it's like, it's called like Moondoggy or something like that. It's something to do with like surfers, and it's Matthew McConaughey. And like all of the images that roll out have been like slowly inspiring this new fashion movement that you're seeing amongst like celebrities Justin Bieber's age, where they're starting to do like the oversized Hawaiian shirt and the stringy hair. And a lot of that,
the beach
almost
bum,
like beach bum. A lot of it that I've noticed, because I love fashion history and I love watching where like different trends come from, and it's a direct influence of all of the leaked images that are slowly coming out, and also people hanging out with people on the set of the beach bum. Like, it's fully influenced this new like trash surfer style.
Well, yeah, there's like just scumlord style, like even like with streetwear, like even people like Pete Davidson kind of has like he's sort of scumlord adjacent style that he rocks too.
Yeah, Zac Efron looks fucking amazing in this. He's got lines in his beard.
Really?
It is tight.
Yeah. Like, that's...
Now I know how I will be dressing.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, Spring Breakers brought like a neon, half-naked neon, I'm going to rob a store kind of like aesthetic to streetwear. And Harmony Korine is like slowly influencing how streetwear develops.
I mean, because McConaughey looks like what Guy Fieri thinks he looks like. This photo, like with his flames tee and like blue blocker sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's what Guy Fieri's like, I look like that.
Uh-huh.
But also, fun fact, if you ever watched the movie Belly, directed by Hype Williams, Tommy, DMX's character, is playing Gummo in his house constantly in the background.
Interesting.
Another Harmony Korine film.
Yeah, Harmony Korine is the like teenage boy who was discovered by the kids director and he was just like, hey, man, you seem like a cool kid. Like, tell me about your friends. And he got him to write the screenplay for kids.
Yep.
And he's been mining the streets ever since.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And so the mail bomb suspect was taken into custody on Friday morning in Florida. Surprise, surprise.
Very quickly.
Cesar Sayoc, or yeah. Cesar Sayoc, as the FBI dude called him.
Yeah, Chris Ray, really.
Chris Ray.
Handled that pronunciation.
Cesar Sayoc. So he seems to be basically a cartoon of what you would expect based on the targets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And clearly, like, first we found out, oh, they have someone in custody. And then the images started coming out of, like, this van that he was driving around in. And you're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Because everything is basically a Trump meme or some kind of like far right propaganda thing.
Youth soccer.
Yeah. Also, my favorite sticker of all was youth soccer prospects for Trump,
yep.
Which is my favorite construction of Trump supporter is some obscure group for Trump.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like Christian dads who vape for Trump or something like that. But all of the images, when you look, you're like, oh, of course, before we saw a very common thread with all of the targets of people who received the bombs. And then when you look, you're like, oh, you have a literal, you have a sticker with Hillary Clinton in actual crosshairs on your van.
Yeah.
Or Obama, right. Or CNN. What was Van Jones? But it was just like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
And it's a van.
Yeah. And it's a van.
Right.
And he also ended up having like Facebook accounts. Now, they don't know if these are his, but these Facebook accounts he was the only follower of. And, like, there was a lot of overlap where one page was literally just called, the first name was Kill George and the last name was Soros. Mm-hmm. Another one was like Kill All and the last name was like Socialists. And there's a lot of common imagery between those Facebook pages and like what is on his Twitter account, which is like a very dark account where you could say, oh, this person intends to do harm to progressives or Democrats or whoever's against Trump.
Right. Now, the fact that he is a cartoon of what you would expect has caused a lot of people on the right to immediately claim, well, they were claiming this before we even saw this dude, but they've been claiming false flag from Jump Street, basically. Yeah. And now that there's, it appears to be a mentally ill person who is basically, a cartoon caricature of a Trump supporter. They're even more like, okay, this is just too obvious. oldest trick in the book. Blame it on the crazy guy, guys. Come on. That's all over. R. the Donald. The R. the Donald actually got into the idea that this guy was from Broward, which is also where the Parkland shooter is from. And as we all know, the Parkland shooter is clearly a Democratic operative who was just trying to help gun control. But yeah, the thread that was talking about that was saying Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and Page, they aren't the only ones, because clearly the whole FBI and Department of Justice, full of Trump appointees, were all in on constructing this vast conspiracy to bomb Trump's opponents so that people would hate Trump, their boss. Just the idea that this is too obvious is mind-boggling, because this guy does not appear to be a fan of subtlety.
No.
Just based on his van and...
the evidence is so overwhelming,
right?
You know, and his motive is literally plastered all over the car he's driving in.
If someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's usually something you tell teenagers about, like, their friends, but this is they're saying exactly what their intentions are and it's happening, yet we're still surprised.
Right.
This is just like, you know, it's hard to, for them, they cannot operate in a world where they've done anything wrong or there's any possibility that the rhetoric they use or the policies they pursue could be viewed as negative or immoral.
This seems like a new level of dangerous to me, that they are physically, you know, attacking or trying to attack and just not being like bright enough. Engineer Doug was saying like, well, the Unabomber, they never caught him. Like, what was this guy doing differently? And it's like, everything. This guy did not have the knowledge of like how to do what he was trying to accomplish.
Well, the other thing is, like, you know, granted, we're here saying, well, looks like, you know, from when we saw the targets, we're like, oh, this seems like someone, maybe a far right person, someone who supports the agenda of the far right. And then you see the van and you're like, okay, I'm not here saying that Donald Trump told this person to do it. I can very much see a world where this person is mentally ill. He happens to gravitate towards this media diet, and that has like spurred this on. Like, people on the right, or at least the people who are trying to defend this, they can't even go as far as to say, just on the evidence alone, just say it looks like this person may have been a follower of the right wing media.
Yeah.
At the very least, you don't have to. You don't have to say, by admitting that doesn't mean you're saying, oh, Republicans are responsible for this. Although, let's be real, when you look at all the shit that Trump says and that people on Fox News say, this seems like those voices in your head are coming from somewhere.
Yeah, because there are pictures of him at rallies, which we can assume is where the indoctrination started.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also a further indictment of him being one of them, is that they see him and they're like, must be a false flag because he is one of them. They don't want to be blamed for this because, you know, he's a guy who is like Ben Shapiro and like the people who are, you know, far right MAGA chuds, you know? And it's...
And Ben Shapiro, he was out here being like, oh, wow, blame the right again, when he's someone himself has, embroiled in a controversy where his rhetoric clearly was being consumed, or his podcasts or ideas are being consumed by a guy who shot up a mosque.
Right.
So...
Rush Limbaugh is pointing to the fact that the stickers are placed too evenly on this person's van, and not sun faded to prove that it's a setup. And Rush Limbaugh is like a mainstream right wing media personality. Like he is feeding them their thoughts. He's a thought leader in their world. And yeah, I just don't, I think this is extremely, extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're being fed that there aren't going to be any consequences and we're going to do backflips to get you out of it if you do.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it both with like the Proud Boys when they assault someone. We've mm-hmm. seen it now. We keep seeing someone just barely slip through because they don't want to even be associated with them. So they'll do the gymnastics it takes to excuse it.
Right.
And it's making it so much easier for them to step further and further across a line and cause harm.
Yeah, because the further we get away from, at the very least, being objective enough to say, at the very least, they could say, you know what? Clearly, this is a sign that this like left-right polarization is leading to this kind of thing. Would be the minimum you could say to be a humane person.
Yeah.
And we're living in a country right now where there are this racist and violent rhetoric is translating into real world violence, whether it's Heather Heyer being run over by a car, whether it's mail bombs being sent or white supremacists in Kentucky pulling up into a Kroger and just shooting black people at random while telling another white person outside, oh, don't worry, don't shoot me. I won't shoot you because whites don't kill whites. We're seeing there are
that happening yesterday.
Yeah, there are real
Louisville
or last week. Yeah,
last week. Okay,
there are real stakes for people of color and people on the left. Clearly, from their rhetoric on the left is about moral outrage because we aren't doing what's right by human beings.
Yeah,
versus like trying to dehumanize people on the right and saying, oh, they're all like animals that are going to kill you or whatever. But what we're seeing right now is there's tremendous follow through with people on the far right in terms of acting out this kind of violence. And like you say, when people show themselves to be who they are, we should believe them, much like a woman in New Jersey who like received a bunch of threatening Facebook messages from a man in Kentucky who was coming after her children who were half black and saying like, oh, they should be hung. Like, I'll kill these kids, blah, blah, blah. These, you know, N-words deserve to die. So she called the police in Kentucky. He's like, I don't know why this guy came at me, blah, blah, blah. They sent a straight state trooper to his house. He had a bunch of guns in his car and he was pulling out with plans to go shoot up some schools.
Yeah. And like, it also ties into when people are like, oh, the internet isn't real. What people say on the internet isn't real. It's just a troll. It's just a troll. It's like, how much can you say that before it actually starts becoming actual consequences?
Well, clearly not even in this level.
Yeah.
Because this man is out here making threats constantly on Twitter and even on Facebook. I don't know. That's why it gets dangerous because now they'll never be able to look at what they're doing and just say, no, this has nothing to do with us. We have no hand in this. And I don't know what's going on with these people because nothing we say would remotely resemble something that would motivate someone.
Yeah, like I wish the worst thing that I could possibly be afraid of is someone yelling at me while I'm eating. Like that's a breezy ass consequence to pay.
I'll take my shit to go.
Yeah. Right. I would much rather deal with that than wondering, is this dude with a Pidgeotto haircut going to murk me today? Like that, I would much rather be yelled at
over
food.
You're going to get your throat slit at the BART station? You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, what the fuck?
But I mean, this double standard has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
That the media and just the mainstream is much more forgiving towards people who have right-wing views, who are racist, acting out of racism, like Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma City bombing. Compare that to September 11th. Like, those are both heinous acts of terrorism, but we did not like launch a bunch of wars to fight white supremacist nationalist militias following the Oklahoma City bombing. And yeah, I mean, it's also I think a lot of liberal people are probably like liberal white people are now learning that what it's like to have this double standard of, like, you yell at someone, they're like, whoa, that is a dangerous, angry person, but they can, like, shoot you. Mm-hmm. And that's considered okay. Like, people of color have been dealing with that double standard for a long time, and people on the right are very practiced at using that to their advantage.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, well, you're getting emotional, so you're clearly unhinged.
Right, right.
That's where I'm like, I don't know how this plays out. And we truly do not know what the motive was for this person. I mean, granted, we can speculate wildly based on what we're looking at. But I think in all fairness, to be objective, you say, let's just say we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And then where, at what point, though, at what moment will the country arrive at where you will actually hear something from people on the right and extreme right begin to own up to the fact that maybe something has to change a little bit in some way? Or are we just fine, like, marching towards
fire? No, Trump has said that things need to change. CNN needs to start being nicer to him.
Right.
That's how he's taking it. I mean, it's, I honestly don't know. That's why I've come to a point where I can't imagine any scenario where either side just sort of capitulates and is like, well, turns out we were wrong. Like, I just don't, I don't think it's going to happen. And
yeah, and then we'll reach that breaking point and see what happens then.
Yeah, because like at protests and shit like that, I've resorted to the silence of the lambs technique where, like, if I say my name and make myself a human as many times as I can, will you not harm me? Like,
right.
Hi, my name's Vanessa. I'm 26 years old. I have a mom. Like, right, how many times do I have to try and make myself a human to you?
Right.
But I can't do that to all of them in mass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's I can't do that to every single one on a one-on-one basis. That's impossible.
Sure. Yeah. Well, one good thing has come out of this. I have discovered our Info Warrior Rides, which is a great subreddit that's getting a lot of love because they had posted pictures of this dude's van in the past.
Oh, and he was our people were already like,
I think
yo,
he was already
van.
There, yeah. And actually, so one of my friends, to kind of fly in the face of Rush's conspiracy theory, one of my friends lives in Florida and was like, holy shit, my brother's friend texted him a picture of that dude's van like last week and was like, look at this lunatic. So that van has been out there for a while, unfortunately, yeah. Rush. But this subreddit is amazing. One of the pictures is a pickup truck with a giant handwritten sign on the back that says, ancient Egyptians ate animal crap for medicine. And now USA legalized, quote, anal sex? Wow. God is judge. So, you know.
Okay.
Oh, hey, man. Well. There's one like that in Burbank that says, I miss Reagan in the back. And I've never seen a car have so much debris flung at it.
What does it say in the back?
It has,
oh,
like,
I miss Reagan?
It says, like, I miss Reagan. And then, like, a Trump 2020. And then, like, a bunch of other just, like, shit on the back.
Yeah.
And then, like, something about someone's getting student of the month. But I've seen that truck 3 times in Burbank. It's clearly someone in the area.
Right.
And then 2 out of those 3 times, I've seen someone just fling trash
just
into the back of it.
Oh, it's funny. In Burbank, too, I saw somebody throw up a Trump 2020 sticker. And I saw it. I was like, it's Burbank. Man, I can kind of see that. And then the next day when I walked by it, someone just fucking just crossed the shit out of it and wrote, fuck Trump, all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, see, there's the violence of the left.
That's why I love living in Burbank, because we're a bunch of spooky Halloween weirdos that are just trying to, like, push these other dudes out.
Right, right.
It's like, let us have our Halloween stores and brown people.
Oh,
not on my watch. All right.
Get off my lawn.
That is amazing. We were talking about how Gran Torino, is mm-hmm. that the Clint Eastwood
Gran Torino,
movie?
Yeah.
Is having like a second coming type, like a second coming of relevance in this new MAGA era. And now, like, there's a movie coming from Clint Eastwood that is basically the sequel to that with Robert Redford as the, like, angry old man, right?
Oh, wait. But what's the one where...
Oh, wait. No, it's Clint Eastwood as the angry
old man.
Wasn't
there one with Clint Eastwood where he's a, like, drug
where
mule?
Where he's the mule. Yeah.
What a fucking weird guy. I don't... Whatever.
Yeah.
Was this script... Wasn't the Gran Torino script written by a dude who was, like, his first screenplay ever, and he, like, wrote it piecemeal, like, in a bar over, like, 2 years or something?
I don't know, but...
I'm pretty sure, like, one of the... I think it was Gran Torino. It's just a guy who, like, had this idea... And then was like, I got to get someone in Hollywood to see this. And
And Clint Eastwood is like, I'm going to use this to use as many slurs on camera as I
and
want.
And even invent new ones for Asian people.
Yeah. Right.
I was actually, the part I was impressed with in Gran Torino. I had heard slurs for Asian people I had never heard before.
He went for some deep cuts.
Yeah. My favorite was when he just called the woman Dragon Lady. Right. Like, Dragon Lady? That's lazy, but I like that it's so minimal. It's a minimalist racial slur.
Racist slur. Yeah, but I think this one is directed. It's called The Mule, and it is...
Directed by Smirnoff Vodka.
Directed by and starring Clint Eastwood. So that's going to be his first movie that he's starred in and directed since Gran Torino, I think, was the last time he appeared on camera. He was like, this allows me to get in the middle of the debate of like, I think he's like an old farmer who's like now needs to turn to drug smuggling over the border to make ends meet. Because come on, let's face it.
It's like a lazier Breaking
Old white
Bad.
Men are really the victim of the international drug trade.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think after he took that L at the RNC with that empty chair bit, he's been trying to reclaim his credibility. But just back to the thing about Trump's reaction also to the whole bombing situation was like, you know, on Friday morning, 3:30 in the morning, this dude's tweeting shit about how
when all smart tweets are written.
Exactly. About something about, you know, all this talk about this bomb stuff. He's like, is distracting people from politics and like it's, you know, dampening the GOP wave that's coming or whatever. And like being so dismissive about it with the bomb stuff is just it's just disheartening. But at this point, how can we get more disheartened? But then when he spoke at the White House, he had a very measured, scripted thing where he just said the bare minimum to not like be totally inflammatory. And I was just thinking, like, if he had even for a moment acknowledged the situation for what it was, people's heads would have fallen off, and he probably would have seen a surge in his approval ratings. Had he, imagine if he went out there and said, you know, I realize there's a lot going on right now. There's clearly we're divided more than ever. And, you know, maybe we all have a part to play in and we have to do something about it. Maybe I have something to, maybe I have a part to, even if he said, maybe I have a part to play in it, I feel like I would have just fainted from shock.
Yeah.
Because even just showing a shred of self-awareness would have helped the situation in some level. Even, I mean, granted, he's going to do completely the opposite.
But he's accelerating in the opposite direction.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Because he knows that that's what his base wants to hear. And he, you know, people are more likely to vote the more angry they get. And it's just a, you know, this chunk and how excited they get versus that chunk and how excited they get. And getting excited means moving in opposite directions. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Hey, but red wave, though. GOP wave.
Yeah.
Coming at you, Cleopatra. That's another thing the Cesar bomber guy was tweeting on Twitter.
Yeah.
So many, like, red wave memes.
I wonder if he knows that that's what most women use to talk about being on their period.
Yes, and that's good because we will be talking about Clueless, the reboot, later on.
Yeah.
I'm surfing the crimson wave. I got to haul ass to the ladies.
It is pretty crazy that so because the FBI is now saying that he was these were not like inert devices. These were not like toy bombs that were sent as a joke, like to spook the Democrats. These were actual bombs, the FBI is saying. So like these were attempted assassinations and he's referring to them as bomb stuff. That's pretty crazy.
Well, that's the thing.
Like,
we can't agree on a baseline that terrorism is bad.
Right. Not anymore.
Where is that? Yeah. Where do we go from there?
Yeah, that's the question.
Vote all of these people out.
Yeah.
That's the most you can do. Yep. And don't let this blue wave shit get you fucking relaxed because
it ain't over.
Granted, things are tightening, but yo, you know what? Just please be on alert and drag at least, you know, as there are many projects. Get 3 friends to vote. Get 4 friends to vote.
Do a family vote group chat. Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah.
With a lot of my family members that don't really understand some of the policies and stuff like that happening in their neighborhoods. We just did a group chat and I had them give me their zip codes and I like broke it down to like easy stuff for them.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. If you have to be the smart person for your family, pull up and be the smart person for your family.
I organize a family reunion and I explain measures.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And sort of the opposite of Justin Bieber, I would say, is a dog that we learned about on Facebook.
Wow. Sort of the opposite.
Sort of, well, in that they're clever about their fast food eating, whereas Justin Bieber is clueless about
if it's even Bieber.
So this dog, people were talking about this dog that was always at the McDonald's. They were giving the dog scraps of their McDonald's, and because they assumed it was a stray. And then Betsy Reyes just tweeted, I guess, or posted on Facebook a picture of her dog and was like, look, stop giving my fat ass gold digging dog McDonald's. She just sneaks out every night and goes and basically cosplays as a stray dog outside of McDonald's to get fed burgers.
And yo, but the actual post is amazing because she has had it. She goes, this is a quote from her Facebook. If you see my dog at the McDonald's on Shields, quit feeding her fat ass. She's not even a stray dog. She's just a gold-digging ass bitch that be acting like she's a stray so people will feel bad for her and feed her burgers.
And the picture of the dog...
The burn book.
Yeah.
The picture of the dog is like, it's just such a strong, well-fed looking dog. It's just like, yo.
That dog is just on... Plenty of protein in that dog's diet.
Oh, hell
That's
yeah.
That's a beefy baby.
Yeah.
Her name's Princess. Her
name's Princess. And that face, honestly, like, I would feel bad. Like, I don't know. You know, like you said, Jack, like, you know how wolves or whatever, how dogs became domesticated because they knew how to, like, get near us and get food or whatever.
Yeah.
I see that whole idea, that evolution in this dog's face. Because even though it looks well-fed, I'm like... You know, well, let's give it some fries or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We all picture our dog like if our dog runs away that it's like fending for itself out in the wilderness.
Right.
Fuck no, man. It's just going to the nearest corner where there's like a place where there's people are giving away food and begging for food.
Yeah.
I mean, well, dogs are treated better than most people in this country anyway.
Right.
So.
Oh, hell yeah. I had a dog that used to fake a limp to get me to pick her up.
No.
And I'd be like, oh, baby, what's wrong? She was just fine.
Yeah.
And she learned she could just do that to everyone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I didn't even realize it until I went to the vet, and the vet was like, I'm not going to charge you because your dog is playing.
Can I have one moment with your dog? You need to knock this shit off. This is going to get expensive for Vanessa. Play yourself.
I was like, what's wrong with her? And it's like, no, she just learned how to manipulate your empathy.
Or just, she would like, just do the wimp.
She would like whimper limp. And like do a little hobble. Mm. And as soon as I came near, like, oh, I'm going to pick you up. She would just straighten out and she was fine.
Right. Wow.
Oh, bitch.
Wow, dogs. But see, that's funny, right? Because like, I wonder if the owner was just so sick of seeing people give a shit about her dog or something. Like, what was it that was pissing the dog, like the owner off that she had to go on Facebook and be
well,
like,
I bet
she's a gold digging ass bitch. Like, what?
I bet it's harder to keep the dog in the house when people are feeding. Like, the dog is very motivated. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's like, these motherfuckers are going to give me burgers. And so this person's just like, please stop encouraging her.
Well, yeah. She has to clean up burger shits.
Right, that's true.
Oh, those shits
that's
must be.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. Oh,
my. That's okay.
Wild.
Yeah. I would, yeah. You know what? Stop feeding
that
princess.
That shit paints the driveway. You will never get the silhouette of it out ever again.
Oh, no, yeah. You need to call up, Ecolab.
It haunts your pavement.
And get the pressure washer out.
Let's talk about Clueless, guys.
Yay.
It's coming back.
I love that movie so much.
You what?
I love that movie so goddamn
Me
much.
Me too.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm not. Are you mad that there's going to be a reboot? I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad. I want more.
Yeah, because the team behind it is great. It's the producer is Tracy Oliver, who wrote Girls Trip, and then one of the writers from Glow, Marquita Robinson. Yo, I just feel like youth culture has changed so much, even in the last 5 years, that a Clueless reboot, like a refresh on that story, I think could be a great film.
It'll be great. And not just that, like the thing that I really love about Clueless is that it looked at teenagers under the telescope of like empathy and love.
Yeah.
And the microscope of it looked at them in a way where it wasn't, they're just
These
stupid
so
airheaded
dumb.
Teenagers.
Right, right, right.
But it was like, oh man, they actually like genuinely give a shit about each other and want to like be better people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to see that now because I feel like, especially now, we're so harsh on the younger generation that I want to see something that like, it's a love letter to them and in all of who they are.
God, could you?
Oh, absolutely.
Could you imagine? Well, because I didn't like Amy Heckerling. Like
Amy Heckerling wrote and directed.
Embedded herself with teenagers prior to doing to even writing
yeah.
the script.
And that's
to fully...
absolutely what it's going to take. Either that or let like a 14-year-old direct it.
Yeah,
which
or just hop on Instagram.
Right.
All those IG stories. I mean, like, okay, so everyone has face tattoos and is fucked up on Xanax.
Right.
Okay.
But we need somebody who has a ton of empathy. We need it needs to be written and directed by a woman again, and it needs to be somebody who's willing to embed themselves with young women and can like understand the nuances of their life.
You know what would also be an amazing movie though too? A Clueless reboot written and directed by Clint Eastwood. Could you imagine what
there's just one grizzled teen in a plaid miniskirt just kind of like Yeah, you need to stay off the internet.
Yeah, and begging for socialism or some shit.
Yeah, no, they would all get sold into slavery in Mexico, and then their grandfather would have to come and save them.
Right, because you're all on that Molly's or whatever. How many Molly's did you have?
Right.
Like, I can't say this sentence out of context, but people are like, but like, I love teenagers. I love teenagers. They're so, teenagers now especially, like, I was at Popeye's the other day, and there's three teenage girls behind me, and I eavesdrop on their conversation, because I'm that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of them were talking about ideas that they had to promote businesses owned by black women after high school. And it was like three girls, and like one had her lavender lipstick and the other one had like her green eyeshadow, and they had like their fuzzy pens, but they were just like, all right, so I found out that through this and this we can use this to Instagram to boost this company. And she was like, there's this lipstick brand that I really like, and if we use this model we could do, like, they were all like 16, 15 years old, and these were like their plans that
Holy
they had
shit.
And I was like, oh my God, you are so much cooler and more empathetic than I was at your age.
At that age, you know what I was putting my time into? Finding a fake ID that would pass a black light test and scan.
Yeah.
That's, I fucking put my heart and soul into that
shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I was meeting shady people downtown, like, to figure it, like, to get the technology. And meanwhile, wow. You know what? Maybe we're the worst generation.
I know.
No, for sure. My fear about this version of Clueless is that this generation is too much smarter than other generations, and like they're gonna be hard to capture, like for somebody who's not part of their generation,
right? Because what? Because I feel like there's all like some surveys that are like, Gen Z,
right?
Better watch out for these kids. Millennials, they've kind of figured out how to be people. Gen Z, though, what are we gonna do with those kids? But I don't know, whatever.
I think they're funnier than anybody in my like my youth group growing up was, because with shit like Vine and YouTube, it kind of put kids in the seats of content creator chairs where they were able to teach themselves how to edit. They taught themselves like what was funny, what worked. They taught themselves timing. And it's so interesting to see 16-year-olds funnier than most adults I know trying it for like 20 years.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And they're just like, I'm like, people are out here being like, what the fuck does yeet mean? Yeet? The fuck?
All right, guys, let's talk about Costco and Kroger.
Yeah. Yo, there's something about gigantic wine things that I feel like people love their fucking wine.
Yeah.
And we talked about how rosé is a scam or whatever. People don't give a fuck because rosé is here to stay.
I was on that episode and I drank it last night.
Yeah. You know? What kind of rosé did you have?
I don't know. There's a horse on it.
Oh, was
it? Most bottles of rosé.
Horse rose?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
The bottle was shaped like a horse.
A horse, I think you're drinking a horse's blood. So, yeah, right now there's a image of a...
Different horse.
Oh.
This one had two horses on
Super
it.
Producer Sophie out here doing a lineup of wine bottles.
On it. Sophie just showed her the rosé horse bottle that she drank last night.
Yeah, in the form of her forearm tattoo. But, yeah, so Costco is selling a fucking 4-foot... tall wine glass.
Oh,
that's
God.
Gigantic. And they say it's for decorations. Mm-hmm. Okay, bub rub. It's only for decorations. Now, I don't know if I can see, like, if you have that as decor, you're clearly trying to communicate something to everybody.
Dance mom.
Yes. You're a dance mom. 100%.
I mean, even the picture where they show what you're supposed to put in it is just filled with wine corks. It's like, it's even then the apartment of a wild alcohol.
And again, I think this is only like, again, another thing that I saw last week on the takeout, they were shedding light on Kroger in certain markets is selling like their own like 20-ounce cans of wine, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's marketed as like enough for 4 servings so you can split with your friends. And it's like, motherfucker, ain't nobody splitting a can of wine. You're facing that whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
You're drinking it. You are pounding that thing with tears streaming down your face before you go into a nightclub that you think your ex might be at.
Yeah.
Okay. I know this look. But again, with that and also a 4-foot wine glass, you know it's a matter of time before this becomes like the frat party thing where it's like, dude, do you have the 4-foot wine glass?
Right.
Are we gonna drink some whatever the fuck out of that thing?
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Frat guys with 2 bottles of rosé duct taped to their hands.
Have we evolved Edward 40 hands yet?
Edward rosé hands?
Yeah. We need to. I don't know. That's too much sugar, though.
That's like, a lot.
To drink
of
a lot of wine.
Yeah.
Like that much wine.
The hangovers. But you could only take that hangover when you are like college age.
Yes.
Trying that shit afterwards, you're begging to have your brain explode.
Yeah, because I didn't try my first 4 Loko until I was 25, and I was like, oh, this is why young people like this, because there's so much sugar in it.
Was it pre-ban or post-ban?
It was post-ban, so it wasn't as bad as it would have been, but it's still awful. A lot of sugar, because I was like, oh, this tastes like a Jolly Rancher. And then an hour later, I am crying in someone's car as they're begging me to eat a bag of chips.
As they're begging you to explain who you are.
Yeah. Where they're just like, here's a bag of tortilla chips. Eat the entire thing.
And then
please
get out
tell
of
me
my
where
car.
You live.
Just take that. Leave us alone. Mista. Mista. Get me out of here. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I'm just
love
like, who
big
can
wine.
We call?
Yeah. I don't know. Does she have a Med Alert bracelet?
The medical bracelet was, here's an empty can of 4 Loko. I ruined my life.
I turned call into my a mom. Bracelet. Oh, man. Yeah, 4 Loko is something else. You could drink like half a can and be in a whole other dimension.
Destroy. Like, I woke up. I now understand what my thought process was.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up with panty liners in my shoes.
Okay.
And I like it took like 6 seconds of detective deducing where I was like, all right, clearly my shoes hurt because my ankles were rubbed red.
Right.
So at one point I looked at my purse and I was like, oh, It has an adhesive. It's soft and fluffy and moisture.
Yeah, that's kind of smart.
Yeah.
Blister pad.
Like, good job, Four Loko, Vanessa. Yeah. You saw a problem and you solved it.
You're like fucking MacGyver and Dr. Quinn medicine woman. You know
but
what
I just woke up and I'm like, why are my shoes crunchy?
right. Like, oh, that's what it is.
There's a whole world of these products for people who aren't trying to fool themselves. Like we reported on this, Bag of Cracked reported on it. We did an article about like the best products that are sold for like people who are just like, yep, I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
Like,
or addicted to something.
And
right.
We're moving on. Like there's like these like wine bladders that are just like are hidden in your shirt.
Oh yeah.
Like a catheter Pinot. Yeah.
But don't put wine in there.
Yeah, or liquor.
Fill
whatever.
That thing up with bourbon. I remember outside lands, I snuck one of those things in.
Yeah.
And I was very, very enthusiastic at a Hall & Oates concert.
There's the binoculars. That's just a.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Miles.
The things we have.
Amazon tried to suggest to me. Because I had bought one of those little things where you put it down your tub and it keeps you from slipping.
Yeah, slip mat.
And they suggested, well, if you bought one of those, then clearly you want a wine glass holder
for the
that
shower?
You stick to your shower wall so you can put the stem in it. Right. And
for drunk showering.
For drunk showering or drunk product. Bath.
Because, you know, there's probably some sophisticated algorithm behind that where there is some bizarre overlap, you think, where they're like, eh, you're slipping in the shower? You drinking in the shower?
Yeah.
You want a 4-foot wine glass?
It's not that sophisticated, man. Yeah. It's just like...
You want to make your own Pruno at home?
Yeah. All right, let's get into a little Bloyd Watch.
Bloyd Watch.
The National Enquirer has gotten back to the business of just making MAGA Nation look good again. For people who aren't daily listeners, the National Enquirer, most tabloids are published by David Pecker, who is one of Trump's main homies. So most of the headlines you see when you're checking out at the grocery store are basically Trump state propaganda.
Yeah. And also, he also made the really great puff piece entire magazine for Mohammed bin Salman.
Yes.
Was also a David Pecker joint.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Enquirer. World exclusive, Sean Hannity.
What nobody knows about me.
Yes.
And the things that nobody knows about Sean are not that he's racist.
Oh.
Surprisingly, he's like surprisingly not racist.
Oh,
he's
right.
Super woke.
I actually have a black friend.
He's, exactly. He's really good at karate and he gets good ratings. And I forget what else. It's just all flattery.
Yeah, it's all bullshit like rags to riches. I'm not a slumlord.
Right.
Contrary to what you've seen legally and from people who live in my properties.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a nice little piece. And I think also because they've clearly ramped down the Trump talk in some of these things. It used to be like you would get some kind of weird Hillary or Trump adjacent story. But I guess this is pretty Trump adjacent. Because they're saying like he's like the young god because he has Trump's ear.
Right.
Next, let's see here.
The Kardashians are finally... Their show is being canceled.
Life in Style, after 15 seasons, $1.5 billion empire collapses. Now when you go inside, I'm expecting tales of horror and tragedy. And first of all, the show's not being canceled.
Right.
They're just saying that there was a ratings dip on an episode.
On an episode.
Okay, fine. Okay. And then later on the cover, it also says Inside Family's Massive Debt. Oh, wait. I thought everybody's making bucks. You go in. They're just talking about that time Kanye was like, I was broke.
And then Kim paid for it.
And then so that's how they I guess technically that is the family, and he was in debt. So, again, I think this is just like wish fulfillment where people are like, I wish this show ends. And then it's like Kylie Jenner. My mom and Kim are too old.
Oh, wow.
Are they?
Kylie.
Are they, Kylie?
Come on.
I mean, your mother gave you everything you have.
Right.
What else?
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah.
Is with a burger lord.
Yeah. This is so, this is at last Jen moves on. In love with a regular Joe, dad of two, owns a burger company. Wouldn't it be poetic justice if this is the dude who owned Jack in the Box? Because that's Affleck's favorite burger place.
Right, oh, my God.
And he's like, what are you doing to me, Jen? Now I can't even go to my favorite burger place. So I'm thinking of
he
you.
Just finds what order is his favorite and names it the I moved into your house deluxe.
the fries are, I'm fucking your wife, bruh. You're like, what?
Fine, I'll take your side of the bed is comfortable double shake.
But again, it's just, it's all speculation that it's a guy who... who owns a burger chain. Yeah. He seems nice enough.
And they've like been seen together, or what's going on?
I think so. Were they seen together, Sophie? No.
So we don't Sophie even read the article and still doesn't even know.
Because all this shit is—it's literally just read the cover and know nothing matters on the inside.
Yeah.
And it's all just things to get your eye while you're checking out at the newsstand. Another thing, The Globe, Tom Cruise's midlife meltdown about how he wants to leave the church because he can't see young Suri Cruise anymore, his daughter with Katie Holmes.
That sounds suspiciously sane to me.
Well, that's the one consistent Tom Cruise Scientology story that we always see in the tabloids that seems to always be consistently brought up. Now, I don't know if that's just because it's logical that someone, why wouldn't you miss your daughter who you've not seen in a while? But they're saying like that's what's causing him to want to maybe leave the church.
Right.
So he can see his daughter. I mean, really, this is really the real news I'm looking at. The National Examiner, okay? Now, I don't know if what you think about the King of Pop, but if you miss him, there's good news because Michael Jackson is back from the motherfucking dead, y'all. Now, when you look inside here.
The National Examiner is it's for the elderly. Wild one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always like the cover stories only appeal to like the elderly because it's always like, who really shot JR or whatever? Like,
right.
We found out. Anyway, but like because it's Reba McEntire on here, Jane Seymour.
Reba McEntire, bride at 63.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis, real hidden horror. She doesn't eat those yogurts. Michael Jackson, back from the dead. Now, it's obviously just all bullshit, but my favorite insert is right here. He was revived 18 months ago and secretly working on songs and dance moves.
Wait, what?
What the fuck? Like, that's his priority? Like, fame and death? And he's like, damn. He's like, so no one's moonwalking? What's this flossing dance?
Right.
Do I have to start doing the shoot dance? Right. What's Fortnite? Again, he was revived 18 months ago because he was in a hyperbaric chamber. I mean,
Not buying it?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I buy that he's working on dance moves.
Yeah.
No. But no, this is just... No.
That's crazy.
It's just like
that is amazing.
People back from the dead.
Yeah.
Really? Come on. That's come on, National Examiner.
The first thing I want to do? Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get back to work.
What the fuck? I mean, you know, I guess they have a very busy thing because while they're also hawking like Coca-Cola musical carousels that are like the things nightmares are made of.
Yeah.
They also no, just
that just looks like it belongs on a. The table behind a sectional couch.
Yeah, or hey, methed up moron jumps into holy water. Okay.
Okay.
Was he saved?
That sounds like a thing for an old grandma that she would believe, like, because it's combining drug use and then, like, disrespecting the church. That would, you know, you would clutch your old pearls reading that one. And firefighters bring the heat. So there's also a hot firefighters thing. You see somebody?
Why are there with so many animals?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That one dude's covered in meerkats.
Oh, you know why? It's because it's from down under. They're featured in the 2019 Australian Firefighters Catalog.
Yes.
These guys, wow. Australia, y'all are doing your thing. Look at this young man with the meerkats.
It's the humidity.
What?
It's the humidity.
Right.
It's not the heat.
Oh, goodness.
All right, guys.
This little piggy is an armful of cuteness. Oh, you done good, National Examiner. You done good.
Vanessa, it's been a pleasure having you. Where can people find you?
You can find all my show dates on VanessaGritton.com and at Ness Gritton on all social medias.
Awesome. And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Of mine?
Or anybody else's?
I'm going to give one of mine just because I want it to get to him. But I was watching Titanic the other day, and I just tweeted out, Billy Zane walk so Zac Efron can run. And I just want someone to get that to Billy Zane so that he knows I see him.
And also to Zac Efron so he knows whose career he should be modeling his off of. Miles, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me playing fucking Red Dead Redemption 2, pretty much ruined my life. I don't know how many of y'all play video games, but if the quality of the show suffers for the next few weeks... No, it's because I am lacking sleep because I'm living in a fantasy world in the Wild West and just like hunting birds. I've mostly just been hunting because that's just how I play the game. But if you're interested in social media where I'll probably be maybe uploading a pathetic photo of myself playing or two, Twitter, Instagram at Miles of Gray, a tweet I like. One is, okay, this is kind of like sort of an obscure thing. I tweeted about how I liked the one of the stickers on the bomber guy's van was youth soccer prospects for Trump. And then people started being like, oh, do you think, because he's like apparently a big U.S. soccer fan too. Someone was asking, like, is he a Jurgen Klinsmann or a Bruce Arena guy? And those are two different managers. And someone said, more like, and Garbage Pail Kid at Mother Furby said, more like Jurgen Klinsmann, am I right? I like that. Now, a tweet that I do like is from Louis Vertel. And he said, every eyelash you ever made a wish on grew up to be Timothée Chalamet.
Oh my God. That's so good.
True. That's what happened to him. Yeah. Isn't he just whimsical?
He's so. Yeah. Ah, what dreamy, angsty eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Some tweets I've been enjoying. Leno tweeted, never use the bathroom on your break. Do that on company time.
Yeah. Take the shit, too.
Rat Mike tweeted, girls who look good with a middle part are the most powerful people on the planet.
I'm fascinated.
Nick Weiger.
Sophie really flexing with her middle part right now.
I know. Look at that. Nick Weiger. There's a picture of Russell Westbrook showing up to the OKC Thunder game in red overalls and a white turtleneck. And Nick Weiger said, Russ got a fire flower. Exactly what he looks like. You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. You can also find that information on the show notes. Show notes of this episode. Miles, what song are we going to ride out on?
Wow, this is so funny. So last time, Ness Gritty was on the show. I was like, she put me on to G. Yamazawa. Yep. And I played that on a subsequent episode, and everybody was like, what is that track? And I kept saying, yo, shout out to Ness Gritty.
What?
Not that one, but
what is that track?
I was like, yo, she came through with the fire recommendation. So, of course, when she came on today, I said, yo, please break us off with another suggestion.
Yeah.
And this is a very interesting thing, because the song you suggested is something a Zeitgang member tagged me on Instagram over the weekend. Shout out to @HennyWilson on Instagram. Tell us the song that we're going to go out on.
We're going to go out on Motion by Emotional Oranges. I've been listening to them a whole bunch. I really love, like, sleazy, echoey disco tracks, and they're this really great LA duo that I've fallen in love with.
I love the song. It has like this sort of reimagined disco vibe of modern era, still lo-fi, but get your shoulders bopping, put some honey in your hips, and we'll make your big toe shoot up in your boot and your toenail fly off and damage the ceiling.
Oh,
so check that one out. So this is Emotional Oranges.
Well, that sounds very dangerous, but so watch out for that.
Please wear steel toe. If you're gonna listen to this, the boot better be steel toe.
Yep.
And then you get a ricochet injury inside when your toenail starts ricocheting. Anyway, long-winded. Bye-bye.
All right. Start a text thread with your family. Get them voting. We'll be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
We can ride through the night. Yeah, I've been waiting for some ocean. You got what I like, yeah. I've been waiting for somebody, like you, somebody like you, somebody like you.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.